But just take a step back, all right? If we recall from the Gemara left off, we left off with a cliffhanger in Gemara world, cliffhanger. What was a cliffhanger? Okay, so the Gemara says that that of course you can't use more or less than the Arba Minim. We're going to focus on the more, okay? What do you mean? I'd be Bal Tosef, meaning if a person added a min, added a species to his four minim, so of course that'll be a problem, right? That's Pshita. The Gemara doesn't need to record such a thing. So the Gemara says, no, you would have thought what? You would have thought that a corner of Yehuda, that who holds that an eged is a mitzvah, and therefore the arba minim are one. So now, what's the problem? You would think that if I pick up my arba minim, which is one, plus, let's say, an apple branch, right? So you would say there that I'm not over Batosef, okay? I'm not over Batosef. So Kamash Malan, I am over Batosef, right? So before you look at Tosos, right, does that make sense?
No.
Okay, so take a look at Tosos. So Tosos is confused, as quite often Tosos is. So what does he say? Oh, just start with it says Makshim et Tosos. Just read the Biuri Tosos part on the right hand side. See where it says Hoel and then it says Makshim et Tosos? Yeah. Oh, yeah, good. So now what's supposed to say? Machim Tosfos. Go.
Machim Tosfos. Al Mash Amru Bigamara. Derek.
Dirac.
Dirac. The Rabbi Yehuda. The Saberle. Delulo Tarpe.
Right. Rock Ali Bey.
Rock Ali Bey. Yehe Mutar Lahose Men Akhen.
Okay. Umashma.
Umashma. Tilo Rabbanon. Sariel Lahu Aim Tarpe.
Yosef Mistaver, Ibaihu, right? Okay, so Tosos sets up, again, it's picking up on the little nuances that if you go through Gemara quickly, you never pick up on. So Tosos picks up on a very tiny little nuance. What's the nuance? That if you're going to tell me that it's a question by Rabbanan, a question by Rabbi Huda, whether picking up the fifth minute is Bal Tosef, certainly, okay, clearly, let's go slow. If I hold, I do not require an eged. Okay? If I hold, I do not require an eged, meaning I do not need to tie my discrete, disparate three species together, then for sure, right, for sure it will be Bal Tosef if I went ahead and picked up an apple branch. So let's spell that out for a second, okay? Let's put Rebbe Yehuda to the side. Let's say I maintain, again, how far does Rabbanan go? I can literally pick up a lulav, and then my hadassim, and then my revos, and then my esrog and biyotze. I do not require an eged, right? So now, what is he saying? So Rabbanan would certainly say, let's make sure we agree with this, that if I pick up my lulav, esrog, hadassim, and a revos, right, and then pick up with it an apple branch, okay, certainly that'll be Bal Tosef, okay? Certainly be Bal Tosef. So far, so good? What do you say, Baruch? Is that good so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. Good. So now Tosos says, not so fast. The Tema? Bezu Tema. Why? Kol Shekin. Divide Yesh Lahatir. Okay, so what does he say? Tosos says, no. It could be the exact opposite. See, this is what was bothering us, certainly when we started this last week, but even last time I was here, this has been bothering us all along. Because now Tosos says, no, you could deduce the exact opposite. That, again, if I hold, there's no idea of Eged, and therefore I pick up my Arba Minim, let's just make it simple, I pick it up as one, so I pick up my Lulav, Hadassah, Maravos, and Esro together, and then I pick it up with an apple branch, right? You might see the opposite. That's not Bal Tosef, okay? So now you have a problem, because now you have, without defining it, Svaras Sefuchos, meaning there's two ways you can go with the Rabbanan. If I hold, there's no requirement of Eged. One way I can go is I could say that it is Baal Tosef, I pick up the apple branch. The other way, it's not. That presents a serious problem. A serious problem. Like, you have to appreciate why it's such a massive problem. Because we don't like in Gemara, we don't want two deductions that are contradictory. It's very problematic. Yeah. Okay, and I'll just, Bitsal, I'll just keep reading. So he brings in a raya. The rayasam, meaning the raya, the proof, right? Shekein hu.
Shekein hu, de mashma l'ayil de l'ruda mishum disvarale, de lulo tsarvegev.
L'kach.
L'kach, therefore, I agin le lula be'ed, m'min afer.
Havale.
Havale.
Chameshas aminim.
Chameshas aminim. The other mishum batas.
Mashma.
Mishum.
The high lechudekai. Now look at Nokai. He's so good here. He says the eda minachamishim mitstarfim loyam lechashav kemosif. Okay. So in the other Gemara, what do we see? Rav Yehuda holds, this is a proof, but Rav Yehuda holds what? Rav Yehuda holds that I can't use an apple branch as my eged, okay? Implying that if I don't hold as a mitzvah of an eged, right, there wouldn't be a problem using an apple branch. Implying, therefore, that if I had my, pick up my arba minim and I pick up an apple branch, I won't be batosif, okay? And then he learns, hai lechu de kadamin, I have my my arba minim here, so to speak, and I have this over here, and there's no way, there's no mechanism of it to be batosif. Okay? And not only that, now finally he brings in your Gemara you reminded me 17 times about, which I said you gotta be patient. If you skip ahead, he says, you see the same thing, Hakinami Arena Behajra Parakelo Nechanakim, Gabi Zakar Mamra Shekhayev, Raki Mosif Davar, Bovin Shakol Mosif Goreya. That's the key, right? What does Shakol Mosif Goreya mean? This is very important. If I add a fifth box to my tefillin, what happens to the Chesed tefillin? It's puzzle. Meaning my Mosif produces what? A psul. The Mosif Goreya, like, it's again, also sounds contradictory. Adding subtracts. What does that mean? It means in adding to the object, I produce a situation of psul. Okay?
Zero,
like, oh, one second. No, but we'll see what happens here. Okay, yeah.
Good question.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just flesh out for now just a basic working definition of the two extremes, okay? Meaning, would you say, we can use our tefillin as our ideal case if you'd like, okay? Although we'll get to the ritva soon. Use tefillin as our ideal case. Would you say, if you don't require an eged, would you say that picking up a fifth min is Baal Tosef, right? Or it's not Baal Tosef? Just without knowing what Tosef says afterwards. I mean, erase what Tosef says afterwards. What would you think at this point? Tosef is saying there's a stira. There's a stira here. Right? There's a stira. You can't have it both ways. Either you're going to hold it is Baal Tosef or it's not Baal Tosef. At this point, what would you say? Let's think about it. I'm sorry, Pizal. In other words, how does Baal Tosef normally work? Right? Using tefillin as our case, right? Yes. Because we're not ready to answer everything here. We just want to get some basic insight into what's going on here before we dive into Tosef's moves, okay? Okay. So normally, I'd say is that, let's say tefillin. Again, using that as our paradigm. I'm ignoring the Ritva, okay? We'll get to the Ritva, okay? Let's say tefillin, okay? So by tefillin, what would I say? I'd say, well, I have an object, right? So now, when I attach a box to, a chamber to this box of tefillin, right? So now, I can say that now there's a tziruf, there is a clear relationship between X and the object, right? And then you can now say I'm affecting the object itself, meaning it's no longer a four-box tefillin, a four-chamber tefillin thingy. It's five, okay?
Can you go back to Ross's question? Is it still on tefillin?
Hold on. But before we get to that, hold on. Now, well, what's unique about the Arba Minim according to Rabbanan? What's strange here? Well, it's going to be very hard to imagine this as a tziruf in the Chefza because they don't really hold of a Chefza. Okay, so now Avi's going to say, but they hold of an Arba Minim idea. Yeah, but they may hold of an Arba Minim idea, but it's not a din in the structure itself because they don't hold you require an eged. And eged is what takes the disparate elements and creates a solitary chafza. So it's very hard to learn this through the lens of a chetza. So then, but if you can't, this is the struggle. If you can't learn it through a chetza, so what's the only other way that, what? Well, okay, but maisa what? No, don't, yeah, you shouldn't. So you're going to say, so the mice and the tila, meaning somehow the picking up of this. Well, hold on, no. I'm saying the opening for even considering whether it's Baal Tosef or not must emerge through the act of Netila. It's,
why? Because that would mean, no, because according to the side, that would say that you can pick them up one at a time.
My Netila hasn't ended. So you're thinking Netila and stuff, right. I can say my Netila doesn't end until I, what do you call it? What? Oh, one second. Slow. So there's two ways I can go now, right? Either you could say what? Either you're going to say that the tziru, if the unifying comes through the act of picking up. So now, if you ask me, what did I pick up? I picked up five things. I'm chayav to pick up how many things? Four, right? But one way you go is I picked up five. So the Baal Tosef is in the Maisa and the Tila. Or you would say no. You would say that when I pick up my Arba Minim, right? So since there is no, it's true I'm picking them up together, right? But if I don't have, there's nothing in the picking up itself that by definition generates a tziruf. So the only way you're going to go here is you got to look through the mice and the teal. It can't be the object. Yeah, Ezra. You could say that. You could say that when I pick it up, through picking it up, now I'm creating some type of joining together, right? But it's still not, the chetzah's not independent though, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that way. He holds that it's an independent chetzah. Right, so Chacham don't hold that way. Okay, so watch this. So listen to this part of Tosfos here. Okay, you got to listen to it's beautiful. He says, "V'yish lomar d'halcha ma'ari bishin nosa nosa min acher chutz la'eged." Okay, zos asfar shav Yehuda. So with your permission, Bzal, I'm going to read what? Yeah, beur Tosfos. So Tosfos says no. He says that our case here is where you the fifth min is outside the eged, right? They came in the summer to love Sarach Eged, Nimsa Kishnosim in Chamisha Kutz Eged, Ein Lokeshim Acherim. So now, according to that, if I have the apple branch outside the Eged, Navim in Chamishi, right? But Lachain Havamina Demurta Mishum Chain Mosif. So now, what he's saying, I mean, Peace Svar, is very simple. He's saying that if I have a Chefza here, right? I have my Arba Minim as one Chefza. So now there's no mechanism for the apple branch to attach itself at all. What's it going to attach to, right? There's nothing for it to be mistarved to. It's like, I want to say, put it in physics terms, it's like you've created a closed system. Okay, it's a closed system here. What?
No.
That's a good question. Eshok's always a good question. No, Tzarech Eged. Yeah. That's always a good question. How the Eshok fits in. Yeah.
Did you say that's one...
Second. No. Yehuda, if I made my Eged out of an apple branch, so now of course it's going to be a problem because now I'm preventing what am I now doing? Now I can actually activate an idea of Baal Tosef because now in trying to produce my chetza of Arba Minim, I'm producing a chetza of Chamesha's Minim. That's a problem. Right? Okay. So let me just finish. Hold on. So he says, Zos Mishum, he says, Okay, so now Tosef pushes us to think that if I don't require an eged, picking up the fifth min is Baal Tosef. He says, "Vim Tomar Im Kain did Nosa Chutz Eged My Time of Debrisa Doseres." The Harvei Shlomar the Lo Yechsha Tosefes Haimina Achrina Kamaisi Kevin Chutz Eged Hu Ukemal Rabbanan Deel Damrid Ain Tzarech Eged Murtel Legros Lulav Min Acher Kevin the Haluchu Dekai the Haluchu Dekai. Okay, but you're still stuck with the same tension. So listen to this. Hold on, listen to this. So Vim Shlomar the Lo Dummy. Okay, Nosen Min Acher Min Chutz Eged the Ogres Lulav Min Acher Shemutar. So Tosos makes a split. He says like this. He goes, you cannot compare using a fifth min in Eged versus fifth min outside of Eged. Why not? So listen to this. He says, Mishum de Kashi Egdo Shalobamino the Rabbanan Eno the Chasha Kamosav al Arbaminim. Okay, so let's say I take an apple branch and I use it to make an Eged according to Rabbanan, who hold there's no mitzvah to do Eged. I use an apple branch. Now we're going with the slant that Tosos is producing here is assume that Rabbanan would hold, but it's a problem about Tosef, but not when I use it for the Eged. Why not? Right? Mishum de Mairi Hacha de Ainzam Mina Achen Munach Kiderach Gidilasan Shakolaminim. El the Kashim Yisavel Bahem of Vishriva. Rabbanan Minim, Varban Minim Shabluva, Bainan Shayu Omdim Kain Gidilasan. Kidil Kaman Yafinim Ase Shitim Omdim. Shakolamitzos Ainan Yotzimahem Ela Derach Gidilasan. Vilakach Esa Ain Egem Mistarvimon. Okay, so what's his move? It's like, this is such a great example on how Tosfos thinks. He's splitting the difference. He's saying this. He's saying that really the Chachamim would hold that if I had, which we're going to have to explain, if I had my Arba Minim and my apple branch and I do one act in Atila, for sure I'm over about Tosef. I'm over about Tosef. But if I use the apple branch as an Eged, I'm not over about Tosef. Why not? Why not? Because the Eged, okay, when you pick up your Lulav and when you pick up your Arba Minim, how are you supposed to pick them up? You should know this by the Esrog. For the guys who do the old flip maneuver, right? You know what I'm talking about? With the Esrog, you flip it up. Yeah. The reason why you're not Yotze, you're Natila when you pick it up is because you're picking up the Lulav, not Derek and Dilasan. Let's put to the side whether that's true or not. It's not Derek and Dilasan. Meaning, for example, if I picked up my Lulav upside down, that's not Derek and Dilasan. You have to pick up you have to do the mitzvah in the way that it naturally grows, okay? So, by the Eged, if I take an apple branch and I put it on its side, wrapped around, lying there, there's no Derek and Dilasan there. So what's that second? What? The axiom is Derek Adilasan. So I pick up my Arba Minim in a certain direction, the way they grow, okay? It reflects the way they grow. But by the Eged, if I take an apple branch, right, if I picked up the apple branch vertically, that's Baal Tosef. But if I take the apple branch and I wrap it around the Arba Minim, right, if I wrap it around, so now it's Derek Shchiva, it's like it's wrapped. It's not upright. It's lying on the thing, etc. That's not Derek Dilasan. That's why it's not Baal Tosef. So one second, before we define this, just to get our concepts clear here. Rabbanan hold that it is a problem of Baal Tosef. Meaning, normally speaking, the mice and the teal is a mitzarif, right? The only thing is that when it comes to Derek Dilasan, it won't be considered Baal Tosef. Why not? How do we understand this? What is Tosef talking about here? I'll phrase the question this way. Explain to me, why is lacking Derek Dilasan mean it's not Baal Tosef? That's all I want to know. Why not? Why not? Am I picking up an apple branch with my other four minim? I am. I picked it up. I asked you, what's the address for the defect of Derek Adilasan? Where is that activated in? What is Derek Adilasan a problem in? What's it a problem in? Okay, what? Yeah. What? No, forget the looks. No. Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. So what Tosef is saying, I think, is like this. He's saying that one, the Gemara says minachrina. So going back to Ezra said before, minachrina means that the apple branch, right, has all the properties you could ever want in a min to pick up for Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu, except for one thing, which is God didn't say that one, right? That to channel our Rambam for a second, it has every feature in it, okay. It's beautiful, leafy, what do you call it? You think about God when you see it, etc. Just missing one thing. Okay. So let's just let me finish. So when it comes to, so that's why if I pick up my Arba Minim plus, according to the Rabbanim, plus the apple branch, so I could say is that I have a Minachrina here. I could say that in my Maisa Netila, my picking up of these objects, I'm now picking up as well in that act of Netila, something that has all the features of, what do you call, of being Arba Minim, except the fact that's not one of the men that God chose. You can't say that by the Eged.
Because Esther has a branch and leaves and
it's green. That's a separate question. Then you can just argue that God wants to pick up a fruit. But one second. But Derek Adilasan means, what's the psul Derek Adilasan? That means, in general, by axiomatically, by mitzvos, right? In other words, if I don't pick it up Derek Adilasan, that's a psul of my mice and Atila. In other words, my mice and Atila is no good if I don't pick it up Derek Adilasan. So what Tosfos is saying is that's you know, because it lacks that characteristic, that turns it into a power drill. You understand? In other words, if there's something in the object that lacks the ability for it to be a duplicate of the other minim, right? Meaning, if I pick up the apple branch, if it's as an egged, right? That's a psul and mice and atila, right? You would not be yotze your netilas lulav and esrog if you didn't pick it up derek adilasan. When I pick up the apple branch, what am I doing in my Maisa? A defective Maisa Netila. So if that's true, that means the apple branch in that form, in the way it's presented there, meaning it's the psul would be in the Maisa Netila, and that's what makes it into something foreign completely to the Arba Minim. And that's why it's not Baal Tosef. See, that's what converts it into the power drill. You understand? In other words, imagine for a second, I'll put it in more mathematical terms. Imagine the object, imagine in order for it to be minachrina, imagine a lulav has A, B, C, D, right? And minachrina has A, B, C, D. They share the same properties, except for one thing. One's a lulav and one's an apple branch, okay? Here, and that's baltosa. But here, right, it has A, B, C, D. But this one, right, insofar as the mice and the tail is concerned, only has A, B, and C, right? It's lacking D. So once it's lacking D, now it becomes something foreign to the other things, and therefore it's not baltosa.
Wait.
No, notice the case that the Ritva brings in. We saw the Ritva, right? He brings in, for instance, the case of Birkas Kohanim. Now, what's the case of Birkas Kohanim? Now, let's say, what does a Kohen do? The Kohen says, Yivrech Hashem Yishmecha, right? Yar Hashem, and then Bitzal adds in his own verse. From the Torah. No, from the Torah. It's a pasuk. Bitzal doesn't say, call me Ishmael. He doesn't say, fourscore or whatever. He says, what do you call it? Batemt Yuli Mamachas Konim Vekadosh, and then says, Yisa Hashem. Now let's understand what happens there. What happens in that moment, right? So what you would say is that the pasuk you add, right, has every single feature, I mean, not that many features required, but it's a pasuk from the Torah. You can even argue it's a bracha. It has that, right? Except for one thing. God didn't say to say that pasuk, right? But if you said, call me Ishmael, that's not adding a bracha to the brachos. That's bringing in something foreign. There's nothing to do with it. There's no mechanism that would exist in call me Ishmael that would ever connect it to these brachos. This. According to Tosos, there has to be a commonality that exists to allow for this object to attach to the other things, right? And once that exists, then it can say it's Baal Tosef. There has to be a glue. There has to be a glue that attaches the object to the other things. Look at the other example that Tosos gives, that Ritva gives, Shmini Atzeres. Let's say I sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, okay? That's Baal Tosef. Ah, why is that Baal Tosef? Right? What am I adding to? Oh, because what? Right. Well, one second. I have a day of Kedusha. It's a Yantiv, right? It's a Yantiv. You can't say it's not a Yantiv. So I have that commonality. I have that which it shares in common with the other days, except for one thing. On this day, there's no mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, right? So I have the glue. So according to Tosos, the glue must exist. I must have some commonality. That's why Derek Dilasa would not be, would prevent it from being Baal Tosef. Tosos's last move is, but one second. Tosos, after this whole theory, we don't have to bring Rav Yehuda into this. At this whole theory, Tosos says, yeah, but we got a problem. Back to Yosef's not here. Back to Yosef's question of Sanhedrin. Because the problem is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in other words, if you're going to tell me that if the Rabbanan pick up four minim and they pick up the apple branch, that's Baal Tosef, you got a serious problem. Because in Baal Tosef, what's the halacha? The halacha is that Baal Tosef is Goreya, right? Which means when I add the fifth box to my tefillin, right? What happens? It destroys the object itself. I cannot be yo-yo to the mitzvah. Not by lulav. By lulav, and this is the hardest part. Somehow it is Baal Tosef, right? Meaning I'm definitely over the Isser Baal Tosef, but somehow I could still fulfill my mitzvah. Now, just to make the question stronger, think about how crazy that sounds. Because you want to have it both ways. The old, have the cake and eat it too. Because what are you going to tell me? On the one hand, me pi kiyum mitzvah, I picked up my arba minim, right? So I'm yotze at that point, so to speak. And I picked up an apple branch. So when I pick all five up together, what you're going to say is the four kosher ones, so to speak, activate as b'kai mitzvah, and the fifth one is as if I didn't do anything. Okay, that's nice. But then how could that be Baal Tosef? And if you're going to tell me it's Baal Tosef, which means that I'm picking up an extra min, which means that there is a relationship of the fifth min to the other minim, then how can you tell me yotze mitzvah and tilas lulav? It doesn't make any sense. Okay? But think about it. Use the case of Birkas Kohanim. Okay, Birkas Kohanim is the same thing. If Bitzal adds, same question right there. If Bitzal adds a bracha, right, you're still yotze Birkas Kohanim, but you're over the Isser Baal Tosef. So I want to know, why should that be the case? How do we construct it so that you're going to tell me I'm yotze my mitzvah, right, but I'm over Baal Tosef? Because it makes a lot more sense to say that once I add it, I corrupted it. But not here. And not by Birkas Kohanim. Why not? When Bitzalo says, he says Yivrecha, Ya'er, and that tempt Yuli, and then Yisa. Okay? That was going back to what you were saying way in the beginning. Just played that hand too quickly. Bad at poker. So let's go back to what you were saying before. Okay? What's the Baal Tosef there? Well, it's not Baal Tosef on the Chefza, that's for sure. There's no Chefza of of brachos, right? So what's about what is he baltosifing? What's he baltosifing? What? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean the maisa? Let's say the brachos for a second. We'll get to that. There's by the brachos, what's he saying? What's he? How is it that he's yotze the mitzvah berkas kohanim, but he's still over baltosif?
He said what he had to say.
Okay, he said. Okay, so since it's let's assume for now, since it's a dibur. So there's no structure to physically mistire something to, right? There's no physical verse to verse. They're abstract things, right? So there's no mechanism of its serif, right? That's why for sure you go to the mitzvah. Okay? But what are you saying when you say that bracha? Whereas the batosav is what? You're saying what? What? Right. So you're saying that the maisa mitzvah is incomplete. You're adding to, in other words, you gotta say this carefully. In other words, you're adding to the maisa. You're saying that the action that God said was to do this, and you're saying in that, okay? So it's not in the object, it's in the maisa itself. So then your ritualistic answer would make sense, meaning that what? Of course. Meaning that what's the Baal Tosef by Lulav, according to this? In other words, since there's no mechanism of actual tziruf, right? There's no chetza here. We had according to Rabbanan. There's no chetza. So there's no way to be over Baal Tosef, right? And excuse me, there's no way I'm not yotzei the mitzvah. Because there'd only be not yotzei the mitzvah if somehow the object that I add could corrupt the thing. But if it's not attached to it, there's no mechanism. But what's the Baal Tosef then? The Baal Tosef is, what am I saying? What I'm saying is that I'm being notel more than the Arba Minim. Meaning there's more to the Maisa Natila than this. Okay, that's the Baal Tosef. It's not an additional Maisa Natila. It's saying that I'm adding to what God said the Maisa Natila was to begin with. That's the Baal Tosef, according to Tosfos. Okay, yeah.